And time to catch up on Orange County government, joined in the studio by the chair of the Board of County Commissioners, Penny Rich. How are you?
Oi. we're doing all right.
Has it only been a week since we talked?
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
An hour seems like a day.
The NCAA tournament
was still on. Yeah, we were still looking at brackets. I know. Goodness, I know.
Such a crazy, crazy week.
Yeah.
So, where do we start?
Well,
what is the county's response?
Let's talk a little bit about what the county does. So we have something called an Emergency Operations Policy Group that meets, and we were meeting weekly. We're going to go to biweekly now. Mayors, chair, managers, law enforcement, EMS, health department, anyone that you can think of that's important in the response, first responders, fire, police, are on this conference call, if not in the room. I think it's less in the room now and more on the conference call. And I don't know if you've ever done conference calls with a lot of people. It's not easy.
I've done conference calls with three people, and it's not easy.
It's just, I'm kind of a person that likes to talk. I mean, surprise, surprise. but I never know when to cut in or not, right? I kind of wait to see if there's, Kirby Saunders leads it when he says, is there a question? Then, all of a sudden you have like three people going in at it. So, but it's a really good meeting. It's sort of an update, and we're going to start doing that twice a week. So I could tell you a little bit about today's update, and if anything hasn't changed since 11 o'clock, we don't know. But
right.
So I think you've already reported there are 63 confirmed cases of the virus in the state. Zero in Orange County, even though folks do think that the UNC employee is Orange County, that person actually lives in Chatham.
Right.
So that does not get counted as an Orange County case. About 430 tests at the state lab right now. Does not include UNC or private tests. And right now there's about a 72-hour turnaround to get results from those tests. We also have 9 people that were watching. They're under investigation, PUIs. And then we have 4 people that were monitoring PUMs. And that doesn't...
Are those 13 people in Orange County?
Yes.
Is that okay?
But that does not mean that they have the virus.
Right,
it's just
right.
that they might have come with some symptoms and they're testing negative for the flu, right? Because if you test negative for the flu, so you're still under
I haven't really
suspicion.
Said too much about the number of cases just because it's so fluid and changing and there are lots of people who have it and they just haven't been tested yet. So.
Right, and some people get it, and the reaction apparently is different, right? Some people
right.
get it and they just feel a little tired, achy, and they are, if they self-isolate and they can be over it in 14 days, that's good. But not everybody is like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we know it's coming here. We're really preparing. We're working really in line with UNC and trying to make sure that the health department and UNC are constantly talking to each other and working with each other. The goal is to try and keep people that do come to UNC or to the health department out of the buildings.
Right.
So triage has been set up on the outside until they know that they can get them in. And just to the emergency responders are responding to the 911 calls. I'm asking what an average is, and we're finding like some days it could be as low as like 6 or 7, but some days it could be more than 25. So they are going in. The response time is still the same. Just taking all precautions that we can. So we know that there's no dine-in for most restaurants, and the health department is working with owners of establishments now that may have questions that want to continue working with, takeout and curbside. So that's good. There's a good, communication there. Also supplies, it looks like we have the ability to get more protective equipment right now, which is really good. But that, of course, is going to the healthcare facilities and the first responders first. We cannot, and people have been calling us and asking if we can give them protective equipment. We just don't have the ability
right.
to do that because there's just not that much. Interestingly enough, the childcare facilities have the option of closing. So some of them are staying open because there's nowhere else for these parents to put kids. They're begging these places to stay open. So we've had a mix. Some are closed, some are not. The county, we're working with the county, the hospitals, the schools, and the towns to see if we can find a facility where everyone could bring their children to. The county has set up a health facility just for county employees right now that are essential that need to be at work.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the update I have for you. It changes hour to hour.
Yeah.
So,
there is a hotline that the county has launched.
That's right. The 245-6111. Of course, 919. Oh, is it? I think it's 919.
It's 919. Yeah.
And you know, the reason we set that up is because all the calls were getting funneled through the health department, which we asked people to do. So that wasn't a mistake. But there's so many calls now that we needed to set this line up. And now it's going through the EOC, the Emergency Operations Center. Mm-hmm. And then, so those phone calls can be funneled out. If they're an emergency, they'll go to the right place. If they're just basic questions, we're hoping that we can answer them as a call.
And you can also get text messages
text
as well, right?
Text 888-777, and you put Orange County...
OCNC Health.
Yep. Yeah, yep. Thank you.
OCNC Health, and you'll get daily updates. And is that just any information that...
Yeah. I don't know if you've done it yet, but you are getting daily updates and information. Today is more about restaurants and not being open.
Okay.
But, you know, and I think WCHL... And other places doing a fabulous job of letting us know how you can get food, how you can take out food, how you can buy gift cards, how we can really help folks that are really struggling. Mm-hmm. I mean, a good portion of our restaurants and small businesses are just, I mean, they're just devastated by this.
Yeah. What is the business situation that you've been able to see or experiences from people that you've talked to or what you've seen?
Yeah. So thanks for asking that, because we are going to have a meeting on Tuesday. It's going to be a virtual meeting, and we're working on the logistics on that now. And this is one of the things that we're going to bring up. I have a small business loan meeting on Friday via phone conversation with, you know, Steve Brantley and that small business group. And we're going to try and figure out how we can accelerate and get some grant money and loan money out into the business, to the business folks. So that's Friday is we're going to sort of talk about the plan and then bring it to Tuesday to let the commissioners take a look at it and see if that can work. And again, this is from that Article 46-cent sales tax. Mm-hmm. Traditionally, we have, you know, about $100,000 that goes to small loan, about $100,000 that goes to ag, and then another $150,000 that the economic development team decides where it goes. And most of that is at a loan sort of situation right now, where we may be looking into doing something like grants, because I don't know how people pay this back if
right,
we do.
Right.
So yeah, it's pretty dire for some of our small businesses, and I'm assuming that some of them are not going to make it.
How are farmers doing?
So the farmers we're hearing are, you know, they've also started thinking creatively as well, and they're boxing up their goods and doing drop-offs. You can call them and order food. The Carrboro Farmers Market is still open. I know that Hillsborough Farmers Market is not open because it's on county property, and everything on the county is shut down. But the Carrboro Farmers Market has taken really, the heating precautions from the health department. People are actually staying 6 feet away, Aaron. I don't know if you've noticed that, but suddenly everybody knows how to measure 6 feet, which is pretty damn cool. So I think that, you know, they're functioning the best they can right now, the farmers, but, you know, this is, we're going into their season, right? I mean,
yeah.
The spring is starting to harvest, and we'll see how that
goes.
And
they got to stay healthy, too.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. We need them. Yeah.
Yep. Speaking with Penny Rich again, Orange County Commissioners, orangecountync.gov for more information on county government and county commissioners. You mentioned online meetings and virtual meetings. What is the plan for conducting meetings going forward?
Yeah. So, you know, we actually prepared for this about 2 years ago. I know people just thinking that we're just prepared for it now. We didn't. We worked with our attorney and figured out how to do this. And so we're going to do a GoToMeeting. We're not, you know, staff is not up to date with Zoom and all that stuff yet. So we're going to try GoToMeeting on Tuesday. The commissioners are all going to do a dry run through this week to make sure they can log on. And unfortunately, we're not going to be able to take public comment, which is unfortunate. The good news is, though, that we did take public comment at our last meeting. And state by state law, you need to take public comment only once a month. So we're not doing anything that's wrong, although, you know, as county commissioners, we always want to hear from people. So there will be an ability to text message or, you know, whatever, email. We're also trying to think of how we can get a Facebook Live going as well.
I was going to say, Facebook Live, you can have people can listen and people can comment on that.
Comment,
as it's happening.
And I don't know if that's good or dangerous. So also, you know, during
a meeting. Both, for sure. 100%.
Woo, So, yeah, so, I mean, what we are going to have an abbreviated meeting, though, on the 24th. So it's not going to be our regular meeting. We are not going to have any resolutions and all that, you know. We'll go right into, we'll do an introduction. We'll go right into the business meeting. Right now, there's just one thing on there. We're talking about healthcare prices. We need to get that down before the budget starts, and the manager has to approve that. So that's important. And then I think three things on the consent agenda. One, we just talked about the small loans. The transit plan, we're hiring a consultant. We need to get that done so they can continue to work over the summer. And what was that one last thing? I got to think about that one last thing. We had one more thing on there. I don't know.
Something. Yeah.
Something. Yeah, it'll come to me.
So insofar as it's a go to meeting, are people going to be, are just ordinary regular residents going to be able to access it in any way?
So that's what we're trying to do right now. We're hoping that they can. We're trying to figure out how do we mute those people, though, so we don't hear dogs barking and babies crying in the background or people just shouting things out. So that's, I'm letting IT figure that out. And so right now, our plan is to go ahead with that on the 24th. Same time, you know, 7 o'clock. So if you want to go onto your computer and log on, we'll be there. I'm imagining that meeting won't go for more than an hour. So if you are, you know, just getting done with dinner and logging on, 8 o'clock we'll probably be done.
Speaking with Penny Rich, Orange County commissioners, I know county government is doing a lot, town governments are doing a lot, and there's a lot of communication back and forth between county and town. So what collaboration is happening among municipalities?
Yeah,
we were talking before about Carborough deciding to reopen the parks, which is a cool bit of news today.
It is, So I'm in contact with the mayors at least once a day, and we try to get a phone call in, and then we follow up with emails afterwards. Today, because we were all on that, operations call. We felt that that was good enough. But as you know, last Friday, we were all coordinating to call a state of emergency at the same time. And that was really important and a good collaborative effort by the mayors and myself. And then we were really struggling with the parks because we want kids to get out and be able to run around. You know, they're home, they're doing homework or whatever their parents are trying to get them to do. But we also want them to get exercise because that's an important part of learning also. And so the county actually never closed the parks down. We just closed the park equipment down.
Right.
And I know that the towns did close the parks down, and I just heard on WCHL when I was coming in from Aaron Keck, an amazing voice on the radio, that said that the town of Carborough decided to reopen the parks, but they are strongly advising that we do not use the play equipment.
Right.
And I think
and
it's,
in fact, they're roped off.
And you know, I know the bathrooms and all, but you know, up in Hillsborough, we still want people to go on Riverwalk, and that's a park. So or you know, walk around Okanichi and you know, do what you need to be doing, but stay away from where you need to, you know, be gathering. And that's hard for kids too, right? I mean, that's, you get in the park and they're with their parents all day long and it's like, woo, you know, let's run. So
Other things that people need to know?
You know, I don't know. I think the most important thing is that don't listen to opinions on Facebook and Twitter. I think it's really important that you depend on information from a reliable source. And
that's
we
good advice most of the time.
Most of the time. I always remind my mother what she reads on Facebook is not true. But this time, you know, we really want people to tune in. And if you have a question, you can call me at any time. I mean, I am available. I'm not sleeping very well, as we spoke about right before this. And so, you know, really feel free to call me or text me. If you don't want to talk to me, you can certainly talk to the manager. But we are there for any kind of concerns that anyone has. And Aaron, you know, this is so fluid. It changes from day to day. So next week we could be talking about, you know, our hospitals could be full and what are we doing now kind of thing. So, you know, just the contact and the collaboration is so important. And I think that we are all stepping up to the plate and doing a great job.
OrangeCountyNC.gov for more information on county government. Penny Rich, thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you, Aaron.